Good morning, happy Friday, and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Whew, is this thing on? I watched a video of Joy Ann Reed, and shout out to her. After all the adversity and her reporting being silenced and her continuing her fight independently and supported and backed by the people, she asked a really good question. And it had me really thinking, because I'm like, why are these people so angry? Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Why are y'all so angry? You have the White House. You have both houses of Congress. You have a Supreme Court that is completely obedient to your president. They're willing to give him unlimited power. They're willing to say that he can take SEAL Team 6 and kill anybody he wants. They were willing to affirm that. They're willing to say that ICE can racially profile anybody they want. The United States Supreme Court has said you can racially profile Latinos based on their accent or the way they look. You guys have everything you want. You have legal racial profiling. You've ended DEI. You've ended affirmative action. You get all the best jobs, even if you're not qualified. You can be a Fox Weekend host and be the Defense Department's Secretary of Defense. You can be Cash Patel and be a podcaster who wants to go to Valhalla and run the FBI, as long as you're conservative. You have everything. Why are y'all so angry? What the fuck are you angry about? You've banned all of our books. You've banned Black history. You banned the 1619 Project. You don't have to compete with women for jobs. You've chased them out of the military. You've chased them out of the senior positions in the Department of Defense. You've gotten rid of all the Black history in the museums. Museums are terrified. I have contacts that I'm talking to inside of the Interior Department, people who are running all of those spaces where you can go and see a Civil War memorial or something. The people who work in these places are terrified. They're afraid to tell the real history. The people who are working for the federal government are afraid to say the word Black. You guys have canceled Black scholarships. You're damn near, I guess, ready to get rid of HBCUs. Donald Trump just recently said they're not going to fund any minority-serving institution. Y'all have gotten rid of that. You've gotten rid of help for Black kids to go to college. What more do you want? What are you so angry about?
As it relates to the state of education in the state of Florida, you see headlines all across the state of how enrollment numbers are impacting school sizes, and administrators are going to have to make the tough decisions to close schools due to the under-enrollment. When you ask the government about it, they say it's the left's fault. And I'm really trying to understand that, because you have the governor's mansion, you have the House and the Senate, and if we were to actually look at this, I've talked about this on one of these episodes. The Republicans, the right, have had control of Florida in all three of these areas since 1999. Since 1999, the right has had control of the governor's office, the House, and the Senate. I was nine. I'm 35. Do the math. So who do we hold accountable again for all the things that are happening? So when we have a national report card that says that we have the lowest reading scores since 1992 and the lowest math scores since 2005, who do we hold accountable for that? See, I've been saying, follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. The 1%, we're looking at the wrong 1%. We are talking about transgender folks, 1% of the population, immigrants, 1% of the population. I can go on and on, but the 1% that has the most power, we fighting each other left and right. And we ain't looking around to see who owns all this. Hello. United Healthcare Group. There's a whistleblower on TikTok who's been blowing the whistle of the things that's been happening with this insurance company. And they're currently under investigation for fraud. I'm going to just post a clip here of what she's been saying, because she's being retaliated against for being a whistleblower. And these insurance companies, we need to be fighting them. And this is coming from someone who has a chronic medical condition and who's had to fight to get proper health care and is still actively fighting now. Let me roll the clip.
Stop. I'm Shaquoia. I'm a healthcare whistleblower and I need your help. I'm going to be reading this from a script because I need to be very careful with what I say. Everything you'll hear is factual and supported by documents, emails, and employee testimonials. I want the world to know exactly what's happening. I worked for Amedisys, a home health company, now merging with United Health Group and Optum. I raised concerns about retaliation and systemic issues that were hurting both employees and patients. I emailed VPs over 30 times and no one responded, and so I went public. Once I went public, something big happened. Employees from United Health Group, Optum, and Amedisys started coming forward with their own stories. Hundreds at first, and now thousands. And it wasn't until I revealed I had intel from a senior executive, a C-suite insider, confirming the retaliation and fraud that everything turned up. That's when the intimidation began. Cars slowly driving by my cul-de-sac, unknown calls at all hours, posts mass reported, accounts targeted. This isn't just about me. This is about patients waiting for wound care, IV therapy, and hospital discharges. Care that was delayed while employees were forced to meet impossible quotas during system outages. It's about a corporate culture rotted from the top, silencing employees who speak up. Today, this story has reached 12.7 million plays on TikTok, 2.3 million likes, and over 150,000 followers. Every single day, more employees submit testimonials. I have so many that I had to build a team just to process them, and I'm printing and submitting them directly to the Department of Justice under the Tunney Act, so they cannot be buried or ignored. So here's why you should care. If they can silence me, a mother of two, with evidence, with millions of people watching, what chance do patients and employees without a platform have? This is bigger than me, and that's why I need you to keep sharing, tagging the media and flooding their social media accounts. Because once the public and the regulators see it, they can't silence it anymore.
It is really important that you are intentional with what you consume. A journalist on TikTok, which is so interesting that a lot of these resources and the things that I'm talking about are on TikTok. And Oracle? Oracle. Child, I'm not getting into that today. But you had a journalist talk about how you have these satellite stations and how these big companies will buy these smaller networks and how some of the reporters are saying the exact same thing across the nation about topics and played a video example to show that and educated the people about how this buying process works. And ultimately, the 1%, the billionaires, the folks that want to control the narrative, all the propaganda, you know, moving abroad and seeing how safe it is when the main thing that people ask me about is it safe? I wake up and not have to think that there's going to be gun violence. I see police cars around here, but they ain't chasing nobody. I feel safer in all of the countries that I've been in than in the United States. The propaganda, folks, there's a lot of unlearning that needs to happen. And I invite you to just go explore, to see how other people are living. I got some amazing things coming up. And so here's my public service announcement. I thank you for your support and love. So check this out. The doxing has gotten out of control, right? And there are websites that are data brokers that store your information, maybe from your voter registration card, online directories. And sometimes the information is wrong, but it's published on the internet. And there are ways to opt out. There are ways to submit a form to them to request them to remove your information. And by law, they have to. So I'm going to go over that and teach you the main websites that are these data brokers that might have your information when you Google yourself, and the opt-out process and how you can take these steps to get your contact and your details off of there, whether it's correct or not. And then we're going to talk about a digital audit. Some of you have so many different Gmail accounts, Yahoo accounts, and if you have a Yahoo account in 2025, I have more questions for you due to the number of times that Yahoo has been compromised and how that puts you at risk. But we'll talk about that later. We got to be safe in these digital streets. So I want to help. And I'm going to provide a free workshop. And for those that want to take a deep dive and have one-on-one time with me, you can book time on my calendar for a nominal fee. And we can have that individual time and work through those things, because it's really, really important. As folks are being doxxed, internet profiles are scattered everywhere, and you need to know where your data is. You need to know all the different things that you have connected to. You need to know how many subscriptions you have. And with the cost of things rising, people are trying to figure out things to trim and all that. I see a boycott of people canceling their Hulu and different types of subscriptions, Rock On. But also, there's so many different things out here that you're probably subscribed to that you don't even know. So we're going to talk about that. Also, protecting our children. We're talking about sextortion. This has been one of the things that the FBI has been talking about and how it has been increasing. And it's really, really sad. Our children are connecting with folks and they're sending inappropriate images. And those images are being shared in other spaces. And sometimes children are threatened that pictures will go to certain spaces and they need to pay in order for it not to. I want to play a video here of a real situation that took place with sextortion, because I do want to amplify it and also to uplift, to go to checkthecellphone.com so that you can register, so that you could be a part of this free webinar that I'm hosting and having. Because parents and caregivers, you need to know what your children are doing on their devices. I've been saying this for a very long time. As a business educator, a business technology educator at that, you need to be very mindful what's happening.
It turned into, well, if you don't send me more, I'm going to send these ones that you sent to me to your friend group.
A middle school student at the center of a sextortion investigation arrested and charged with three child pornography-related felonies. Police say the investigation started in February after students told a school resource officer they were being coerced online. So far, a half dozen victims have come forward, but investigators believe there could be hundreds of additional victims.
There was evidence of victims throughout the world.
Throughout the world?
Yeah.
Not just in other countries.
Not just at the school.
Correct.
The male victims were exchanging messages with a boy pretending to be a girl who asked for sexually explicit images. Krieger says the student demanded gift cards under $100 as payment. The police department and the school district are now planning a sextortion awareness presentation in the coming days. Investigators are urging victims and their parents to come forward.
So join me on checkthecellphone.com and be a part of that, because it's really, really important. And one last announcement. I am taking 8 people on this journey with me. For those of you that have been interested in starting a podcast, wanted a podcast, something that has always been on your spirit, I have 8 slots open. 8. Okay? These are 8 VIP slots where we are working one-on-one to make sure that from the start of this program, that you walk away with the name of your podcast, the cover art of your podcast, a couple of episodes of your podcast recorded, and you having a blueprint and a plan to continue that in whichever way that you desire. And for the folks that just want the information, well, I have the ebook you can get on my website, or you can join the class. Okay. The class is going to be open. And I'm going to have weekly lessons every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're unable to make it in the classroom, you'll have an opportunity to watch the replay and get caught up on the homework assignment. For those of you that are participating in the class, I want you to do the homework. It is necessary and it is vital for you to complete it because it sets you up for success. And if you want one-on-one help, you can book time on my calendar for a nominal fee and then we can talk about it, okay? But the VIP slots is going to be your path in getting a podcast before the end of this year, okay? That is the goal, that by the end of 2025, you have your podcast ready to go. And we start in a couple of weeks so that we can go ahead and beat the holidays and get this thing knocked out so that you're well on your way and you can create a plan so you're ready and fired up in 2026. Because as you can see, there's a lot of things that are happening to suppress voices, and your voice needs to be heard. Your truth needs to be told. And I'm here to walk alongside with 8 other creators to make sure that they do that with intention. And for the other folks that want to join in to do it, I also want to help you too. But I got to be honest with my bandwidth and my capabilities. And I don't want to overpromise what I can do, knowing all the different things that I have going on at the same time. But I am going to teach it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to provide you links. I got homework. And again, I have the ebook. So yeah, speak your truth. 8 steps, 8 weeks. And each week we tackle a chapter and we get it done and we follow up and review. And it's going to be a really, really good time. A really, really good time. Those are the things I've been working on. As you can see the glow, I'm like really, really excited about it. I'm really, really excited. I'm sending y'all love, light, and peace. I hope that y'all have an amazing day and that you take care of yourself, that you take care of your body, you take care of your peace out here, because it's a lot going on and it will continue to be. But back to the question is, why are folks so angry? I hope that we take this energy and pay very, very vital attention in 2026. It's important. It always has been important. So it's time to tap in, operating your gifts, and make it happen. Until next time, peace.